What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Guess What City and Country I'm In. Alright, so as you guys know, I left Latvia. I stayed in Poland for a couple of hours. Then I went on to the current city slash country I'm in. So I'm walking around the main square, and I want you guys to tell me in the comment section, what city and or country do you think I'm in? The person who guesses right, especially if they name the city, I'm gonna like their comment on MGTOW TV, and I'm gonna also heart their comments on LoserTube. So today's video, guys, we're gonna be talking a little bit about traveling around Europe. When I went into, I bought a one-way ticket from Miami to Riga, which rhymes with nigga. And I did a transit in the UK. So I took Norse Air from Miami to Gatwick. And then I did a self-transfer over in Gatwick. And I took a plane to Riga. And when I went into Riga, I thought they're gonna ask me, do you have like a return ticket? Because a lot of countries out there, they require that you have a ticket showing that you are getting the hell out of their country, you know? I thought they were gonna ask me that. They didn't. So I was like, yay, I saved myself, you know, booking a fake ticket for $9, you know? For you guys out there, you know, who are worried that the border patrol or customs or whatever it is at the airport might be like, yo man, you need a return ticket, otherwise we're gonna deport your damn ass. You can go on Ryanair and just get yourself a ticket for like $20 or sometimes $9, you know. So Ryanair is hella cheap. You just have to order a couple of weeks in advance and make sure you're using Kayak. If you guys are gonna use Kayak or any of these websites, use a VPN, okay? I've already had people tell me, Amr, ever since we bought your VPN, we already saved lots of money on tickets, okay? Because these internet companies, they charge you differently based on where you are. So somebody in America is gonna get charged hella more than somebody, say, in Mexico or in Brazil or in any other country, because, you know, we got money in America. So, and if you're in Orange County, you're probably gonna get charged even more if you are in Orange County compared to, let's say, Philadelphia, I guess, you know. So get yourself a VPN, guys. Put that VPN, you know, I've been told that if you put your VPN in like Europe, you'll actually get better prices than you would if your location was in America or any place else. So our VPN, guys, are less than $5 a month, and if you buy 2 years, it goes down to like $2.50 if you buy for 2 years. We legit speaking, we have the lowest prices for VPNs on the internet market. And according to TFM, our VPNs are hella good, hella good. Coffee Labs is probably their version of caffeine. There's no Starbucks here. If you guys remember, in Riga, which rhymes with nigga, I've been going to caffeine. So Coffee Labs looks like this city's version of caffeine. So hopefully I'll be going there tonight after I do the gym workout. So as you guys can tell, speaking of gym workouts, as you guys can tell, I'm dressed like I do back in Miami, right? Shirts, right? It's as if I'm back in Miami, you know? At night, it will get cold. So at night, I can't walk around. Like, well, I can, but I'll be freezing. But For now, guys, I can walk around here as if I'm in Miami. And I'm actually walking towards the gym right now. I already got a month membership here. The gym here costs $22 a month if you do the conversion. I know some of you guys out there are like, yo, Omar, that's expensive. You guys need to understand, man. At the end of the day, mom and pa gyms are gonna cost you more than going to a national brand, okay? Like LA Fitness? LA Fitness cost me 30 some dollars a month. But with LA Fitness, I can go to any LA Fitness anywhere in the anywhere in North America, you know? So obviously, I'm gonna get a better deal out of a major chain like LA Fitness compared to a ma and pa club. So for $22 a month, guys, it's not bad. They have all the machines I want. You're helping out a small business, so you know, you get to feel good about yourself, right? Look at the old style Soviet trolleys and trams. So, whoop, let me see if I can run. Oh shit. Ugh. You gotta watch out. Damn it. Don't wanna get ran over. So yes, I do have a gym membership here. And the gym is pretty damn good, okay? I mean, really, all I need is like four or five. Okay. Let me cross really quick. Like, all I need realistically is like five or six machines I realistically need, and I'm good, baby. I don't need that many machines, you know? So, yeah, I'm happy with my purchase. So, now, when I left Riga, which rhymes with nigga, I went to Poland, okay? Now, here's the deal. I didn't go through passport control, right? Meaning, they did not stamp my passport when I left Latvia. In fact, you can actually travel between Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania without passport controls. You know, it's always good to have the passport on you, because if you guys remember in Estonia, Estonian police rolled up on me, you know, they're wondering, what's this melanated dude doing in our country, you know? Like I said, they were completely nice and professional. Less than 5 minutes, I was on my way. So you should always carry your passport with you, especially if you're going into a different country. And another thing, guys, is that when you are, what you should do, whenever they stamp your passport with a visa, take a picture of that stamp, okay? That way, if police, obviously I'm not gonna walk with my passport to the gym. I ain't gonna do that, okay? So if I get stopped by police, I'll be like, look, this is a picture of my passport. This is a picture of the entry visa. I'm totally legit, you know, there's really nothing much they can do to you if you are a legit visitor in their country, you know? So when you guys travel, take a picture of your passport, especially of the page that has your signature, the page that has your ID, your information, your passport number. Take a picture of the visa and walk around with that on your smartphone, okay, guys? So there was no passport control whatsoever between Latvia, Estonia, or Lithuania. So in theory, you can probably overstay your 90-day visa in Latvia and then just hop on a bus and go out from Estonia, go out from Lithuania. Now, I'm not telling anybody here to break their visas or anything like that. I'm just saying there's probably a couple of loopholes that you can take advantage of if you're a crafty Jew like myself. But everything I, Amr Mitwali, do is legal, except when it comes to Yogi Ob's mom. Then again, is it illegal if she likes it? So When I left Riga to go to Krakow in Poland, because, you know, the Europeans treat flights in the EU like it's a domestic flight. So there was no passport control on either side, okay? So when I went through Riga Airport, they did not look at my passport. The only time they looked at my passport was the gate agent, and she wanted to make sure, obviously, you know, that my ID matches my ticket. But nevertheless, there was no passport control leaving Riga to go to Krakow. So you could probably have overstayed your passport in your visa in Latvia, and then just took a local plane out to a member EU country, you know. And when I went to Krakow, guess what? No passport control in Krakow, okay? There was no passport control because, again, apparently flights between EU member states is like a domestic flight between, say, Florida and fucking New York. You know, there's no passport control there. So that's something for you guys to think about, you know? And I have a visa. I got a visa showing my entry into Latvia, okay? I got a visa showing my entry into Latvia. But I don't have an exit visa from Latvia, okay? I do have an exit visa from Poland, but I don't have an entry visa into Poland, okay? Again, when you're traveling between EU member states, they don't do passport control, okay? So that's something you guys should keep in mind, you know? And again, the most important thing is that you don't need a proof of onward tickets. In other words, like I said, when I landed in Riga, which rhymes with nigga, you know, they didn't ask me if I have a plane ticket getting the hell out of their country. You know, they didn't do that. Now, they did ask me, hey, are you going to visit Estonia? Are you going to visit Lithuania? I'm like, hell yeah, I would. So if they ask you, are you going to visit Estonia, Lithuania? Hell yeah, you know? So that's something that I thought was interesting. So far, guys, I've been to 3 countries, Estonia, Latvia, Poland, the current country, which, let's be honest, if you guys can't figure that out by now, you know, I don't know what to tell you, man. You know? So far, guys, this European trip turned out to be a good one. Woman-wise, Latvia is still winning, man. Latvia is still winning, you know? Now, the country I'm currently in, the women are better looking than the Polish woman, okay? But Latvia is still winning, man. Now, the main benefit of this country I'm in is that during the day, you can walk around like this. I'm actually sweating a little bit, you know? Believe it or not, I'm actually sweating a little bit because of this walk and talk MGTOW shit, hopefully the bus stops. Oh, there's an ambulance coming. So like I said, I'm actually a little bit sweating because I'm doing this MGTOW walk and talk shit like Ken Del Rican always says. But overall, guys, yeah, no negative experience thus far in Europe. Eating good, obviously. This country is dirt cheap. You just have to be able to like buy foods that are native grown. If you like try to buy name brand foods here, it's gonna be a little bit pricey, okay? But if you eat what I normally eat, which is basic foods, food that's produced locally or regionally, you're gonna do fine. You're gonna do fine. So overall, this country I'm in, price wise, it's similar to Latvia. It's a little bit cheaper in a few things, and it might be a little bit more pricier in a few things. But at the end of the day, guys, you are in a relatively cheap ass country. That's the truth of the matter, okay, guys? So energy drinks are a little bit more pricier here. Like in Latvia, energy drinks was like $1.50. Energy drinks here are close to $2. It's still cheaper than America. But then again, you can literally get a bag of green apples for 50 cents where I'm at. So, like I said, some things this country is going to be a little bit more expensive than Latvia. Other things, it's going to be cheaper. So, at the end of the day, guys, you can eat well here for the usual $7 to $8 a day. So anyway, guys, I think I have given you enough look of the city. So you guys out there, you probably know where I am. You know, if you don't know where I am by now, I don't know what to tell you, man. I really don't. We're coming up on a monument right in front of me. I'm gonna do a U-turn. That way you guys can see the monument. You know, that's a dead giveaway to the city that I am currently in. And we're gonna end the video on that. Go off to the gym. Today is leg day. All right, guys, so I'm gonna make a U-turn. We're gonna look at the monument behind me. And like I said, if you guys can't figure out where the hell I am right now, man, I don't know what to tell you, okay? See that monument behind me? You know? That monument, okay? There's also another monument behind me. I don't know if it's a monument. You know? See? Right? Also another monument back there. Oh, by the way, guys, nobody here speaks English. Just letting you know, nobody here speaks English. Even the under 40, under 20, ain't nobody here speaks English, guys, okay? So for all of you guys who think you're gonna come out here and treat it like Latvia, where just about everybody speaks English, they don't speak English here. So either pick up on the freaking language, guys, or you know, good luck in finding somebody who speaks English. All right, guys, so you guys can probably Google some of these stores to find out where the hell I'm at, you know. So this is like my second day here. So far, so good. Go off to the gym, and then we'll do more walk and talk MGTOW shit. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.